Philip Levine, small and wiry, sits in the living room of the Brooklyn apartment he shares with Frances, his wife of nearly 60 years. Levine has published 21 collections of poetry and is deeply learned about poetry concerning a vast array of subjects spanning centuries. Yet he is still creating verse called largely from what was, for him, the drudgery of a Detroit factory job in the 1940s and 50s.
And I remember when I worked for General Motors, sometimes people would come in being led on a tour. People would come in there on a tour. They're looking at us like we're in the zoo. I felt demeaned by it. And I also felt, here, I'm a smart guy. I'm not a moron. And I'm not living on my wits. I got to figure out a way to live on my wits because my back is getting tired, you know. And I did, finally. I did. I got out of it. I got out of it by publishing poetry.
Levine's subject matter has acquired new relevance in today's difficult economy. Here he reads an excerpt from What Work Is, the title poem of a volume that won him the National Book Award.
What Work Is. We stand in the rain in a long line waiting at Ford Highland Park for work. You know what work is. If you're old enough to read this, you know what work is, although you may not do it. Forget you. This is about waiting, shifting from one foot to another, feeling the light rain falling.
Although Levine loves the variety in city life, he and Frances often return to Fresno, California, about 250 kilometers inland, where they keep a home. There, he says, life is fixed, and he writes a different sort of poetry.
Our valley. We don't see the ocean. Not ever. But in July and August, when the worst heat seems to rise from the hard clay of this valley, you could be walking through a fig orchard, when suddenly the wind cools and for a moment you get a whiff of salt. And in that moment you can almost believe something is waiting beyond the Pacheco Pass, something massive, irrational, and so powerful even the mountains that rise east of here have no word for it.
Levine cherishes silence. Poetry reader Alan Locus recites from He Would Never Use One Word Where None Would Do.
Fact is, silence is the perfect water. Unlike rain, it falls from no clouds to wash our minds, to ease our tired eyes, to give heart to the thin blades of grass fighting through the concrete for even air dirtied by our endless stream of words.
The words Levine does use can be earthy. These lines are from The Simple Truth, the title poem of the collection that earned him the 1995 Pulitzer Prize.
Can you taste what I'm saying? It is onions or potatoes, a pinch of simple salt, the wealth of melting butter. It is obvious. It stays in the back of your throat like a truth you never uttered, because the time was always wrong.
But if his subject matter appears prosaic, Levine also believes in the epic courage and tenderness of human beings. He is an admirer of the anarchists who fought alongside the Republicans against General Francisco Franco in the 1930s during the Spanish Civil War.
I was truly inspired by their belief in the boundless nature of the human, that given an opportunity, human beings could work out a way of living which was based on generosity and common ownership and sensitivity to each other, and they could treat the world as a place they did not have dominion over, but had to take care of.
When asked to share what he hopes to achieve during his tenure as U.S. Poet Laureate, Levine, half-joking, says he'd like to create a people's anthology of the ugliest poetry. He says it would get everyone thinking and would be fun besides. But then he turns serious and says he'll do what he does when he writes a poem. He won't know where it's going. He'll just follow his instincts. Adam Phillips, VOA News, New York.